We are continuing today on Tuesday, the 30th of Tishrei, October 25th, in the 6th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. In fact, we're going to complete this perek now. The Ramchal writes as follows: V'hine, kisite kizeh klal godlo menusa v'molechas haprishus, shekol kulo tzricha b'dika. So remember again, continuing in yesterday's theme, the Ramchal explained how a person more often than not will not admit to being lazy. Instead, we come up with different shitas, right? Different ideas, different mahalchim, different hashkafas, or a kula. I create leniencies for myself. Therefore, every kula requires an inspection to make sure that, in fact, it is a legitimate kula. Ki afa pi sheyachola lihios yishara unechocha, amnam karov hadavar shetiyeh me'atzas yitzahara umirimosav. Sometimes what I conceive of as a kula is in fact not a leniency, or I should say not a leniency that's rooted in anything real, but rather a machination of the yitzahara. The yitzahara sometimes convinces me again to create certain frameworks which justify certain things that I want to do. Alkin, tzarech libdoch achare bechakiros drishos rabos, v'machra ko'ila titzdak. So therefore, again, whenever kind of someone wants to create a leniency for themselves, a loophole, a way out, a person really has to introspect and examine and ask themselves, is this legitimate? Is this truly legitimate? Or is this something else? Right? Is this truly a kula, truly a personal life, personalistic life leniency that is rooted in something good and something meaningful? Or is this just a way for me to exempt myself from having to do anything that feels a bit taxing? And then Ramchal goes on and he explains, he says, and if you go, after you do this process, and it turns out that your kula, your leniency is legit, then fantastic. Klalo shel davar, chizuk godol tzarech ha'adam lischazek ulischaber bizrizos lasos hamitzos bashlicho me'alav kovida atzla ha'makeves ayado. The bottom line, says the Ramchal, is that a person has to work really hard for the Midah of Zrizos, because as we've established, the Midah of Zrizos almost runs totally contrary to the way we're wired. We're wired to be at rest. Matter, it remains at rest until it is acted upon. So it's almost as if like our natural disposition is to be at rest, and therefore it requires an incredible amount of effort to move myself in life. We come up with all different kinds of excuses as to why we can't. It's not good to move, it's not good to change, it's not good to do, and a person just has to be honest with themselves. Are my excuses legitimate, or are they simply to ultimately again exempt me from having to move myself in my life forward? One has to find the strength in order to throw away, to cast off the life laziness. And he goes on, Vitzira, Shamalachim nishtabchu b'mida hatovazos. The malachim themselves are praised with this midah. Shneim arbahem, gibore koach ose dvar lishma b'kol dvaro v'omer, v'hachayos ratza b'shov kimare habazak. Quotes over here, the pasuk in Yechezkel, it's an incredible, the chayos, the malachim, ratza b'shov. They're constantly moving. Constantly moving, kemara habazak. Well, we'll translate this for now, like the lightning. V'hine ha'adam, who adam alo malach. Now, man is a man, he's not an angel. Alkein, i'af shalo shiagia ligvuraso shal ha'malach. So man is not like an angel. He's not going to get to the strength of an angel, and he's not asked to be an angel. Ach vaday shekol ma shiyuchal liiskariv madregoso elav, rohu shiiskariv. But as close as I can bring myself to a level of angelic movement, perpetual growth, certainly that is something to aspire to. The David HaMelech Hayim Meshabech Al Cholko Ba'Omer Chashti V'lo Hismamati L'Shmar Mitzosech. And David HaMelech says, I was always vigilant, and I never delayed, I never tarried in the performance of the mitzvos. So this is how the Ramchal closes out Perek Vav. So I just want to point out that it's in this Perek that Ramchal explained what is the midah of zrizos, the midah of alacrity, doing things with zeal, doing things with an eagerness, not allowing opportunities to pass me by. But it's also in this Perek that Ramchal identified the danger that we write is the danger of kavedos, of heaviness. Man's natural state is not to move, is not to grow, is not to do. And therefore one has to overcome the natural predisposition to remain at rest. The challenge, of course, is that, again, I apologize for being repetitive, but the challenge, of course, is that we make excuses, and those excuses often are, I'm not making an excuse for being lazy, I'm not lazy, I just have a different approach to life, I have a different hashkaf, I have a different outlook. So the Ramchal just says a person really has to make sure that if I'm going to exempt myself from something, that that is a legitimate exemption and not masked laziness. An incredible idea about how sometimes we create realities in order to justify what we want to do or what we don't want to do. Rav Sham Shnofar Hirsch brings down an amazing idea. He explains that why did Klal Yisrael build the Egel? Why did they build the golden calf? The truth is what they wanted was immorality, but they needed a system which would condone their behavior. No one wants to live outside the law. No one wants to be a person who doesn't do the right thing. So you have two different approaches. You could go out and push yourself to live within the system, or create a new system which goes in and condones whatever behavior you want. And this is kind of the way, that's what they did. They built a golden calf to condone a lifestyle, a system that was more in line with what they desired. And the challenge, of course, of laziness is that because of laziness, sometimes we also create like these alternative realities, right? These alternative constructs, which ultimately justify inaction, justify not pushing ourselves. And the Ramchal says, person has to strive to be self-aware enough to know, if I'm lazy, okay, we all suffer from a little bit of innate laziness, but at least acknowledge it and own it, because then I have the power, at least at some point, to overcome it. We'll stop over here for today. Mazel Tov. I'm finishing Perek Bav. We begin Perek Zayin in Meretz Hashem tomorrow in Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, wishing everyone a wonderful day.